With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A big announcement today from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell, who turned 82 last week, made his announcement in the chamber where he first arrived as a senator in 1985. The Kentucky conservative said, quote, "One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter." McConnell has come to represent traditional conservatism, sometimes at odds with a new generation of pro-Trump and America First Republican voices. McConnell says he will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an out-of-control wildfire burning in the Texas Panhandle has grown to the second largest in state history, covering hundreds of square miles. Jennifer King has more.
It's led to evacuations, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties. It's part of a complex of fires that's jumped into Oklahoma as well.
It is jumping the road right now, north-south.
Video from KWTV, KOTV in Ellis County, Oklahoma, shows a line of flame and a wall of smoke 180 degrees across a horizon of rolling grassy hills. Fire crews have been battling the blaze and shutting down roads, and local ranchers are rounding up cattle. Officials in Borger, Texas, told residents to be ready to leave. Resident Adriana Hill said, it was like a ring of fire around the town with no way out because all four main roads were closed. She said luckily they were saved by a northern wind that blew the fire in the opposite direction. I'm Jennifer King.
Idaho has delayed the execution of serial killer Thomas Eugene Creech, one of the longest-serving death row inmates in the U.S., after a failed attempt at lethal injection. The 73-year-old was imprisoned in 1974 and has been convicted of 5 murders in 3 states, suspected of several more. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 141 points, the NASDAQ losing 106. This is SRN News. If you live in the Southwest, Franklin Graham might be coming to your town.
The popular evangelist is preaching the gospel in 10 cities in the region, part of his God Loves You Frontera tour. This weekend, he makes stops in Presidio, Texas, and El Paso. Then he's off to Arizona and California. Graham says, quote, "I can't think of another region of the nation that needs hope more than this one. Everyone along the border is overwhelmed. I'm coming to tell everyone about Jesus Christ and how he can make a difference in our lives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has announced an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. An abortion trafficking bill in Tennessee, sponsored by GOP state legislators, would make it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. Hawaii's governor says a $175 million fund to compensate families of people killed in the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century will begin accepting applications at the end of the week.
Governor Josh Green says the fund for Lahaina wildfire victims will also pay those who were hospitalized with severe injuries. Families of those killed will receive $1.5 million after their eligibility is confirmed. Those seriously injured would receive a share determined by the judge. Green says the fund is an option for survivors who might be considering suing the state of Hawaii, Hawaiian Electric, or other utilities and landowners for their role in the blaze. Maui County has confirmed 101 people died from the August 8th wildfire. 2 people are still missing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.